Cannabid oil, or CBD as it's more commonly known, is gaining popularity. Its fans say it helps relieve pain, anxiety, and other chronic ailments. A new crop of CBD dispensaries have been opening around North Carolina in recent years, but as WFAE's Nick Della Canal reports, their legality is hazy.
A lime green cross is painted on the wall outside Lifted CBD. The small dispensary slash convenience store opened last weekend off North Davidson Street. Inside, employees are ready to show off a dizzying array of CBD-infused products.
Pain creams, tattoo balms,
peanut butter, cold and hot teas.
These right here that you're looking at are caramels. They're little chewy caramels.
There's also CBD chapstick, CBD pet treats, even CBD empanadas nesting in the fridge. And don't forget the bottles of CBD oil and the raw CBD flower, which looks and smells just like marijuana, but doesn't have enough THC to get a user high. A small bottle of CBD oil will cost you about $75. The dispensary owners are 26-year-old Adam Causalino and 37-year-old Matt Hauser. Hauser has been interested in CBD for some time, and Causalino a little more recently.
Probably about 6 months ago, I started using CBD for anxiety, and I saw the benefits from it and everything like that.
He says he hopes his store can help other people treat anxiety, pain, and other chronic illnesses. The only problem? The FDA does not allow retailers to market CBD as having health benefits. That's because, one, it's not FDA approved, and two, the FDA is worried it could keep patients from accessing more appropriate, recognized treatments. Still, co-owner Matt Hauser says that's exactly what the dispensary is trying to do.
People are tired of prescription medications. People are tired of the runaround from doctor to doctor to doctor, treating symptom, treating symptom, treating symptom, not getting to the root cause of the problem.
And that's a common theme among the half dozen other CBD retailers who've opened in Charlotte over the last year. They include CBD dispensaries, like this one, CBD cafes, even a CBD delivery service. Most of these retailers will readily tell you that CBD can be used to treat any number of ailments, and science seems to suggest they're onto something. Studies have suggested CBD can treat forms of epilepsy and can help with insomnia and some forms of chronic pain. Still, retailers should be careful how they talk health benefits. Here's Eric Steenstra with the hemp lobbying group Vote Hemp.
You know, a retailer could refer you to, you know, hey, you can check out these websites where various people are talking about, you know, what the benefits might be, or go talk to your doctor, that kind of thing's fine.
But actually telling customers outright that CBD will ease pain, that's on less certain legal ground. Another point of legality, the FDA has said that CBD food products are banned from entering interstate commerce. But from looking at local websites, it appears just about every CBD store in Charlotte is ready to ship edibles anywhere in the country. And there's this. Under North Carolina law, it's illegal for anyone to possess CBD, period, unless they're suffering from intractable epilepsy. Local stores and consumers may not have much reason to worry, though. The confusing and contradictory legal situation means no one is really sure what is or isn't legal. And neither the state nor the FDA have made any large-scale attempts to crack down. Still, the legal questions are enough to spook many banks and payment companies from working with CBD businesses. Here's Ellen Thatcher, who owns the local CBD manufacturer and retailer, Prime Sunshine.
I've been kicked off of Venmo, PayPal, Google Pay, Apple Pay, Cash App, Square, Zelle, and Messenger. So, yes, it's hard to run a business when you can't take somebody's money.
Thatcher has been in business since 2016. She says she's also gone through four banks and was kicked off of Facebook, but managed to petition the site and get her page restored. She says there's still plenty of work to do to get the public and law enforcement educated on CBD, and sometimes that means letting people just try it for themselves.
I keep these pre-rolled hemp joints here in our office. I've gone to the extent of lighting one up with a cop in my parking lot in my apartment complex to teach him, and it was totally new to him.
That's one way to get people involved. Thatcher also traveled to Washington this month, where she met with other hemp lobbyists and lawmakers in a push for new policies that will benefit the CBD and hemp industry. And she does think the change will come.
It's just going to take more time.
For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delicnell.